Hello there, listeners of the Demon Creep Podcast. If you've been enjoying the podcast, I'd like to ask that you share it with any friends or colleagues you think would enjoy. This helps me out a ton, and gives me the motivation to keep on making content. Thank you for your ongoing support, and keep enjoying the Demon Creep Podcast. Glitch in the Matrix Stories. Stories to defy everyday explanation, and leave the people who experience them absolutely baffled. Coming to the internet to share their experiences, they ask for guidance or some sense of what to make of it. But some things aren't meant to be explained. Believe what you will, for all things on the internet are subject to a certain hint of suspicion. With that, sit back, grip your seats, and enjoy. We were watching TV in my room when it started raining outside. Just chill rainfall, not torrential at all, so we were surprised when we started feeling sprays of water and drops falling on our skin. Our house is very solid and well maintained, so any leaks, even during a 200 miles per hour typhoon, would really be a shocker. When we turned on the lights to see where it was coming from, there were no leaks from the ceiling, but water was still dripping on our skins and clothes and stuff. The indoor rain got heavy fast, to the point that we scrambled to evacuate my big-ass TV, stereo, my readings, and my books. I even had to come back and cover my study table with a towel, because it's made of antique hardwood. All these, and we still couldn't see a single drop coming from the ceiling. Fast forward less than 30 minutes. It was still raining outside, so we went back to my room to check how dreadful the situation had become. But lo and behold, it's drier than the Arizona desert. Not a single drop of wetness on my bed, on the floor, and on everything we were worried about getting drenched but were not able to cover. My jaw dropped, and all my brother was able to say was, "What the fuck?" We refer to that night as the night we were just watching Netflix, but the poltergeist decided it would be funny to scare us with indoor rain. Thoughts? When I was younger, I was on the swim team for the YMCA, and I was leading the lane. I remember my coach rambling, and I was totally not paying attention to anything he said. The only thing I heard was something along the lines of doing underwaters on my back as far as I can, and then do something else once I resurfaced. In my head, I said, "All right, I will just hold my breath all the way across the pool," and then I took off. Obviously, this was not an achievable goal. Once I pushed off the wall and got to the flags, right when I normally came up for air, it felt like time suddenly slowed down. I can barely explain it. That is when I completely started zoning out because I saw my reflection perfectly, as if I was looking at a mirror. I felt at peace, and before I knew it, I was aware that I was taking small breaths through my mouth while I was underneath the water still. This is when I got a bit startled and super disoriented, and broke out of the trance I was in. I came up, not out of breath at all, and my coach, mom, and even the lifeguards were cheering and clapping for me. I made it all the way across the pool. My coach asked for me to do that again because he was so impressed, and I could barely even get halfway. I tried to explain to my friends and everyone what happened, but they all just laughed and brushed it off, or said it was a weird air pocket. With a quick disclaimer, I was a competitive swimmer for about 14 years. Used to be captain of my high school team, and I'm even a swim coach and lifeguard currently. Yes, I can hold my breath all the way across the pool easily when on my stomach. However, I still can't go all the way across the pool when underwater and on my back without a nose plug. Never mind me with less experience. Yes, I have considered this just being a really vivid dream. However, I have had dreams about me breathing underwater before, and it was nothing like this. I also recorded it in one of my journals the day it happened, talked about it all the time, and my mom even remembers that day. I have also never seen my reflection so perfectly on top of the water like I did that day. I know this story may sound crazy, but it is a memory that will always be in my head, and all of the explanations just do not line up with what happened. A ticket to a Greek monastery appeared in my living room. I live in Canada. There is no explanation for how it could have possibly ended up here. Picture linked in description. I was reading that r/askReddit post about the strangest thing that has ever happened to you, and decided to finally post this. A few months ago, I was sitting in my living room. Got up for about 2 minutes to use the bathroom. And this piece of paper was resting on top of my throw pillow when I got back to the couch. I have never been to Greece. No one I know has ever been to Greece. I've been in this apartment long enough to have noticed it by now. Especially it resting delicately on top of the couch I've used daily for years. I have no explanation for how it ended up in my possession. What the fuck? This happened a couple of months ago when quarantine restrictions were far more strict. We hadn't had anyone new in the apartment for months and had no visitors. If it was planted as a joke or prank, I still want to know. A. Is this actually from Greece, and if so, B. How did anyone I live with get it, and C. Why? Why do it? Update. Since a lot of people have been asking, I've posted some updated pictures, including a picture of the bag. As you can see, I included the ticket stub this time. When I found the ticket, it was originally intact, but came apart as I was handling it. The first picture was taken just to send to a friend and share my little WTF moment, so I didn't think to show the whole thing. I'm sure a lot of people see me not including the stubs as a ding to the credibility of this whole thing, and I guess I can't change that. But I still think it's weirder that a full, unused ticket appeared, which makes me think it wasn't a souvenir or memento from someone who visited the monastery and wanted a keepsake. Sure, someone could have visited the monastery and kept the used ticket, but how would they have kept the piece that would have been taken by the ticket collector upon entry? Final thing. This happened during the height of strict quarantine lockdown. I had no used books or library books coming into my apartment. It is still a possibility, but not a likely one. And I'm still more weirded out by how it suddenly appeared exactly where I had been sitting. And I'm still hoping to go visit Greece once it's possible for me, because a lot of lovely people in the comments have convinced me, and I can't wait to see your beautiful country. This happened to me several days ago, and I'm still unsure what to think about it. I was at Whole Foods to pick up an Amazon package because they have the pickup lockers right outside the entrance in the parking garage. I walk up to the lockers and there's this guy standing right in front of the lockers, just staring straight ahead. He doesn't acknowledge me, so I ask him if he needs help. Nothing. Doesn't even seem like he heard me. Just keeps staring ahead, not blinking or moving. So I go inside the store to get in an employee so that maybe they can call for medical or police help. And also so I can safely get my package. While talking with the employee, another shopper overheard me and said, "I'm glad you said something, because I saw him when I came in and thought it was creepy. And that was about 20 minutes ago." The employee comes out with me and asks the man to leave, but he just keeps staring. I get my package and get in my car, which is parked right in front so I can still see him. I see the employee go back inside, probably to call the police. I look down for maybe 5 seconds to start my car. Look back up and he's gone. I see the employee come back out looking confused. He starts walking around the parking garage to see where the guy went. Can't find him. There's nowhere he could have gone in the few seconds I was looking away. There was only a few other cars in the garage, none of which were occupied. I didn't know what to make of it. My friend suggested he was on drugs, but he didn't seem like it. Clean clothes, fit and healthy looking. No cracked out eyes or anything. Still wouldn't explain how he just disappeared. Was this a glitch? Someone is missing in my life. I don't mean this in a "the love of my life is out there somewhere" kind of way. I swear someone is missing from my life. A twin sibling particularly. I have very faint memories of them, and I don't know where they came from. Sometimes people I know will refer to me as the name of my twin, and then get confused. My parents will sometimes refer to me as a twin, and then not know why. I don't have a twin though, but my whole life I have felt like they were missing. I don't know how to explain it. Any advice anyone can give? Sorry, I should have clarified this. A lot of people referred to me as a name I did not know, even my best friend. I finally asked my parents about this, and they said that's the name they would have given to my sibling. This happened today around 11 a.m., and I've been unable to think of anything else since. A few things that need to be mentioned first. One is that I've had my home under renovations for about 4 months now, and therefore shop at Home Depot, a home improvement store in my area. At least 4 to 5 times a week, and am familiar with most of the employees there, as they are with me. Two is that I always use self-checkout inside the store, and not the garden center or outdoor checkout, which utilizes a human cashier and is not self-checkout. Three is that there is a McDonald's located on the route between my house and Home Depot. And here we go. I go to Home Depot today to purchase plumbing supplies. I get what I need and go to the outside garden center to grab a couple bags of potting mix. I decide to check out in the garden center since I'm already out there. The cashier rings me up and I remove my wallet from my purse to get out the credit card I want to use. I keep my cards in certain slots. I have multiple credit/debit cards, so that they are easy to find. However, I can't find the particular Discover card I am looking for. I fumble around for a moment and apologize to the cashier for taking so long. It is important to note that we are having a conversation about plants while this is happening. I finally resort to pulling all cards out of the slots they are in. I'm in a small panic by now, and eventually find the card. I swipe it and put it back in the wallet with the receipts, and make a mental note to reorganize my wallet when I get home, as all the cards are now out of their slots and jumbled together. A mess. I toss the wallet back in my rather large purse and walk out. Purse is in the child's seat in front of the buggy. I walk to my car and as I am unloading my bags into the trunk, 4 men who are part of a larger group of workers and are always hanging out in the parking lots of Home Depot and Lowe's, another home improvement store, looking for work, approach me asking if I need help. I tell them no quite sternly as they have become quite pushy in the past, and finish unloading my bags. I close the trunk, get in the car with my purse, and leave. I decide on the way home to stop for a shake at McDonald's. I go through the drive-thru and order. I pull up to the window to pay and go into panic mode level 10, as my purse is not in my wallet. I use an emergency $20 I keep in the visor to pay, and pull over to the parking lot to get out and check the entire car. Nothing. I speed off back to Home Depot. I first go to the garden center to ask the cashier if she has found a wallet, because we are already familiar and we had a recent conversation when I was there 10 minutes before. She remembers me. She not only tells me she doesn't have a wallet, she tells me she remembers me putting it back in my bag after finding the card I was looking for. I go to the parking lot thinking maybe I dropped it. I checked the empty buggies in the parking lot to see if it fell out of the purse. Nothing. I go inside and ask customer service if anyone turned in a wallet. Nothing. I go back to my car and spend 15 minutes calling banks and creditors, canceling all of my cards. I drive home angry and confused. How the hell did my wallet disappear? In between me putting it back in my purse after checking out, and me getting in my car, I drive home. At this point, I am considering that I either dropped it in the parking lot, or in the buggy, or that one of the four men who approached me grabbed it while the others distracted me. Neither of these seem likely as I had my purse closed. A wallet can't fall out of a zipped purse, and it would have been very difficult to sneak up behind me and unzip my purse and grab the wallet, and zip the purse closed that quickly and quietly, without me taking notice. Those are, however, the only two possibilities I can come up with. I get out of the car and grab my bags from the trunk and walk in the house. My wallet is sitting on the kitchen table. What the hell? I must have turned pale as a ghost. I could feel the color drain from my face. How in the absolute hell did my wallet get into my house on the kitchen table? I thought maybe I never had my wallet with me, but I remember digging in it at the cashier's station. If I hadn't had it with me, I wouldn't have been able to pay, as I wouldn't have had my cards with me. The cashier remembers me fumbling through it, looking for my card, and tossing it back in my bag after finding it. I thought maybe I was mixing my days up, but I had purchased dirt that day, which is why I checked out in the garden center, which I never do. I ran every possibility through my mind. I can't explain it. To make everything just that much more inexplicable, when I opened my wallet, the cards were tossed about and not in their respective slots, as I had tossed them about looking for my Discover card when checking out. And the damn receipt from Home Depot with the same date and time stamp from an hour earlier were on it, along with everything I purchased earlier that day. No, I did not go home and bring my wallet, just inside, and put it on the table for no reason and then leave again. I think I would remember that. Also, I would have no reason for doing so. I would have carried my entire purse inside with me. And if anything, I would have left that behind, which any woman can tell you we don't leave without our purses. I wouldn't get far without my keys, which are always inside the purse. I would have had to pass up to McDonald's and then go home and just bring my wallet inside for no reason, and then leave again and go back to McDonald's, which I wouldn't have done as I went on the spur of the moment for a shake. Hardly worth leaving home and going back to McDonald's for. I am completely without explanation. This is, by a long shot, the most bizarre occurrence I've ever experienced. I am still, hours later, totally freaked out. There is no explanation. My classmate is alive. My mind is blown and I need to tell someone. Let me start with this. Last February, a really good friend of mine passed away, and it was devastating. Gonna call him Matt. A few days later, scrolling Facebook, I saw the obituary for a classmate. We'll call her Alexis. I remember vividly seeing her obituary, because I had been sat at the bar with a few friends having a shot of Matt's favorite whiskey in his memory. I recall having the conversation with my fellow classmates about how sad it was to lose two people from our graduating class in the same week. I can remember the photo that was used for her obituary clearly. I could describe it as clear as day. Well, now it's been about a year, and I was having a conversation with my mother who came to visit today. Somehow Alexis's mom was brought up in the conversation, since my mother had worked with Alexis's mother back when we were kids. I mentioned to my mother how sad it was that Alexis had passed, and my mother was shocked because she had never heard about the passing. After she went home, she was going to reach out to a mutual friend of Alexis's mother, who had worked with him to let her know of the passing. But something struck my mother as odd. that she had no knowledge of this, so she looked up Alexis's brother on Facebook to see if there had been anything posted since our families had been close for so many years back, before Alexis's family had moved out of state. My mother reported back that Alexis and her family were all alive and well. Alexis had even posted 20 hours prior about a vacation they had just returned from. I was shocked, because I remember saying a parting word with my classmates about her passing at the bar. I remember seeing all of the Facebook posts from old classmates and friends mourning the loss. I have since scoured the internet looking for an obituary. I even went to her best friend's timeline to see if I could find the post that I clearly remember her putting up of them together and nothing. Everything is gone. There isn't a trace of evidence showing the passing of Alexis anywhere in the entire country, when I remember so clearly since it happened, shortly after Matt's death, and had learned about it and discussed it with other classmates during our outing in remembrance of Matt. I haven't reached out to any other classmates from the bar to see if they recall any of this, because I'm not entirely sure it's appropriate. But I'm sitting on my couch having to ask myself if I imagined all of this, the posts, the obituaries, and the full-length conversations I had with others around the time she had supposedly passed, or if I've experienced a glitch in the Matrix. Of course, I am happy to hear that my childhood friend and classmate is alive today, but I'm just... my brain has exploded learning that she did not pass. Thanks for listening to Demon Creep Podcast. Don't forget to support the podcast by following it. The best things you can do is head over to my YouTube channel, Demon Creep, and drop me a subscription and a couple of views. Sharing my podcast or YouTube channel with your friends is a great help. Remember, growing is easier when you do it together. Until next time, this is Demon Creep, signing off.